Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Kelly, what's group therapy?
Well, it's a place where you can bring an issue that maybe you've been struggling with, that you feel like either you're getting confusing advice from family and friends, and you just need someone that doesn't have any feelings invested in it to give you some honest opinions.
Yeah, Kelly and I have often been described as having no feelings, so this makes
sense. Listen, no, you have been described as that. I have feelings, just don't have them invested in your particular situation.
Okay. All right, we got her on the phone. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so hey, thanks so much for letting us call you this morning. Will you tell us what you're working through right now?
So I'm aware that this may come off as sounding whiny or unappreciative in little ways, but I've never seen a romantic side of my husband. Like, this is a guy who, like, typically hates Valentine's Day.
Sure.
And it hasn't been, like, my favorite thing about him, but he's just so amazing in other ways. I've never just really, you know, I kind of look past it.
Yeah, you guys make it work.
Yeah. So he's just, like, never been overly affectionate until now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, lately he's been buying me flowers, and he'll hold my hand while we're watching TV and just, like, rub it and caress it and things, and he's just so loving now, you know, and he's changed so much in the last, like, 5 months or so. I don't recognize him.
So this new affection has all of a sudden come on as of late, where he hasn't been showing you any of that before.
Right.
Okay.
And this is a guy that I've been married to for 20 years. So
Okay. So you know him.
So I told my friends about this, and they think he's cheating. They've also, like, noticed that he's grown a beard, which is also completely new.
Uh-huh.
And in their opinions, this is a red flag.
Okay, so do you like the beard?
It's new. I have to, you know, kind of get used to it. It's like looking at him in a different way.
Okay, so it wasn't like a thing where you were like, hey, I really think you should grow some facial hair, and he did it. It was just like he did it, and you're like, all right, well, that's new.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And so I'm just wondering, can a man change after being together this long? Should I, like, be worried or just appreciate this new attention?
Well, I am a guy, and I've been married a while. Part of me is like, and I get it, you know, there are going to be a lot of people, and already people, some, you know, are chiming in saying, you know, red flag, watch out. He could be, you know, foot out the door or doing this for another person. But I don't want to, like, panic you, because I feel like, you know, we all kind of go through these periods in our life where you just want to try something new. And maybe the beard is a part of him just kind of going through a little bit of a midlife thing. I don't know. But we want to shoot you straight. We don't want to just paint you in rose petals and all that, but we'll see if we can get you some help, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
And then, yeah, I'd love for you to, like, follow up with us a little bit later if you can, and, you know, give us an update on, you know, your relationship.
Sounds good. I can do that, definitely.
Kelly, what's your take on this?
So, I don't think it's really anything. I don't think it's an automatic red flag. I mean, I think maybe she talks to him and be like, you know, hey, I've noticed these things and I love it. And Courtney was like, maybe he took a deep inward reflection, decided to do better. Maybe he had a friend behave poorly and decided to use that as a lesson for himself.
Yeah.
Or yes, maybe it's cheating, but honestly, that's a lot of work. I would just talk to him.
That's a lot
Tell
of
him
work.
That you appreciate these changes, but you're surprised that they're happening now, 20 years into the relationship. Irka texted, she's just like, ooh, I just heard the beard part, red flag.
Okay, yeah, like, I'd love to hear someone who went through this themselves and it was just a midlife thing. You just wanted to change and everything was great. You didn't find anything under the hood when you went snooping, or the other way around. I don't know. This is what group therapy is all about. All right.
Yeah, exactly. I think that my first instinct is just kind of like, enjoy it, because maybe he was feeling like you guys were stuck in a rut. It's 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he wants to, like, rediscover your relationship and dive in and date you again.
Maybe. All right. 502-57. So, you know, her husband has never been the overly affectionate type, but the past 5 months, he's been extra affectionate, even grew a beard. Her girlfriends are all like, yo, red flag. She's wondering our take on it.
Have we had, I got to be honest, there are quite a few people on Facebook that are like, red flag, he's cheating, red flag, ooh, maybe he just found out some really bad news. But then a lot of other people are just like, hey, just ask him about it. Like, communicate.
Well, I got to say, if everybody communicated, we would stop having a group therapy session. I got to be honest.
That's true.
Tabitha.
So me and my guy, we've been together 14 years. It'll be 15 in March, and we're actually getting married then.
Congratulations.
I will say that he used to be the same way, not very affectionate. He wouldn't do any of that. But I think a lot of this is probably overthinking, because it could also be that he's just kind of matured in the relationship and just now he sees what's really important.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I think that it's not really a red flag at all.
Tabitha, thank you. All right.
Larry said, listen, from a guy's point of view, we wouldn't get more affectionate if we're cheating. But then there are other people on Facebook
how do you know,
that say
Larry?
The exact opposite.
Yeah. How do you know that, Larry?
Yeah. So that's, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But then we've got, like, well, so many people are chiming in. Anthony said, I've tried different haircuts, also growing out a beard, clean shaven or scruff. My wife lets me know which style she likes. For this guy, she needs to let us know, you know, if he's showing up late for things,
right,
having plans that are out of the ordinary.
Okay.
If she has any doubts, like, you know, have one of her friends go and tail him and see what he's really doing.
Ah, well, that's fun.
Get old private investigator on him.
So, Rose, you're thinking it is a red flag.
Well, he's either already cheating or he's flirting with someone else.
So that's based on your personal experience, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what happened in your situation?
Well, I was married for 15 years, and he was never, ever an affectionate person either. And he really didn't become affectionate like she's seeing. But I didn't see any signs. And then I found out he'd been cheating for 2 years.
Oh.
Okay. So he didn't. Okay. So your situation is kind of different in that he didn't all of a sudden become more affectionate, right?
No. But I was single for 11 years after that, before my second marriage. And I dated a couple of guys, even had one live with me. And he was married.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
He lived with me for 7 months.
How does he live with you for 7 months and he's married?
What?
Because he was a traveling person.
Oh,
with
my
job for his work.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, I got to go back home. I've got some things I've got to take care of because I haven't been home in 7 months. The, you know, the bills and the this and the that. And 2 days after he got home, his wife called me.
Hey, Rose, I need to take down your phone number because it sounds like we need to devote an entire segment just to you. My gosh. All right. Well,
wow.
Thank you for sharing your experience. And you're saying, hey, it could be a red flag.
Oh, big time.
Okay. Rose, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye.
Oh, she's been swimming in red flags for a while. Bless her heart. Yeah, I think maybe we should have a whole separate, like, we could have a whole group therapy series for her.
So,
bless her heart.
Bobby, and we can wrap this up, but Bobby is all like, you know, maybe she's just totally banging now, and he can't contain himself.
Could be. Maybe. I would say that. That's what I would say. She just needs to say, hey, I've noticed these things. I love it. What's up?
Yeah.
And then see what he says.
All right. Let us know. Keep us posted. And you can always leave your opinionated comment on the Facebook thread because that's what we do.
Keep Rose's number, please. I feel like we need to follow up on her.
My gosh. The tale of Rose. All right.
Wow.
That is group therapy.